Today is Saturday, the 4th of May, 2024. We are so thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Psalm 138, verse number 3. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. My grandson said to me, Grammy, I was talking to you and you didn't answer me. The truth of the matter is I was preoccupied with a cell phone conversation in the next room and did not hear his small, quiet voice. By the time he joined me on the couch, I had completed the phone call and was busy replying to a text message. He sat next to me and said, Grammy, you are not listening to me. It took a deliberate effort and self-control to stop what I was involved with and give him my undivided attention. We are creatures who were created to process only one conversation at a time, to perform only one task at a time, and to handle only one thought at a time. Although many of us refer to ourselves as multitaskers, our attention cannot be effectively divided among several people or among several things at the same time. That is how God designed us as human beings. Jesus is the only one who can listen to each person individually and understand each person at the same time. He can handle people, nature, and circumstances all at once and not miss a request, not miss a desire, and not miss a need. We always have God's full attention. God always hears us. The psalmist says, as soon as we pray, not only does he hear us, but he answers us as well. And we talk about this often. His answer is either yes, no, or wait. If the answer is no or wait, the psalmist goes on to say that Jesus encourages us by giving us inner strength while we wait on him to move. I am reminded of the Apostle Paul, and we all know the story. He went to Jesus three times, asking for his adverse situation to be removed. Each time Jesus told Paul that his grace was sufficient to sustain Paul through the adversity. The answer was for Paul to endure the discomfort and rely on God's daily grace to strengthen him spiritually. Are you waiting on God to eliminate an adverse situation this morning, to resolve a lingering problem, or to remove you from an uncomfortable environment? Know today that he knows, he sees, he hears you, and his instruction is for you to abide in the discomfort with hope, endure the distress with patience, and persevere through the hardship until the hand of God moves in your situation. As you abide, know that you have God's undivided attention. Rely on his grace to get you through each day. He will encourage you by giving you strength to endure until your deliverance comes. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Patrick and everyone looking for employment. We pray employment is found real soon and salaries are sufficient to cover all responsibilities effortlessly. Update on Nima, Brusara's daughter. She has pneumonia and is receiving antibiotics, breathing treatments, and pain meds. She is in ICU so she can be monitored. We pray for her body to stabilize and her health to be fully restored. Ronnie, Michelle M's brother, he is still hospitalized. He's been transferred to palliative care and has begun receiving radiation treatments. We pray for him to be healed. Amy, her 90-year-old mom who has dementia and is in an assisted living facility. Amy, her 90-year-old mother who has dementia and is in an assisted living facility. Health is rapidly declining. We pray God stabilize her health and she's able to function normally. Ricky, he has to have surgery on his shoulder again. We pray for God's guardian angels to watch over him, for surgery to go well, and for his healing to be swift. Kathy M., Michelle M.'s sister-in-law. Her CT scan reveals she has a thickening at the end of her colon. We pray that the test she takes next week will confirm the condition is non-cancerous and reversible. We also pray for her to be healed. The family of Mrs. Carolyn Grayson. She passed away in Atlanta yesterday. She is the former First Lady of Liberty Baptist Church in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We pray for her family and friends to be covered with the deepest compassion of God. Those needing to live a more focused life, we pray God settles spirits, clears minds, and grants direction. Those desiring to increase their income, we pray for God to give you the means to supplement your income and for there to be no struggle in meeting your financial obligations. Graduation celebrations and other family gatherings. We urge God to grant safety for those traveling, harmony during gatherings, resources for those hosting events, and peace and relaxation throughout the day. All those on the call this morning, we ask for God's protective care as you make decisions today, for his richest provisions as needs come up, and for his patience and understanding as you deal with everyone you encounter. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Thank you, Father, for being our God. Thank you for being the only one who control all people, all circumstances, and all situations. We thank you this morning for laying this day out before we were ever born. We ask now that as we begin this day of the unknown, that you will settle our minds and settle our spirits and help us to settle into you and trust you to navigate this day for us. Father, when we get ahead of you today, we ask that you slow us down and help us to realize that we do not have to fend for ourselves. We do not have to solve problems on our own, but we can simply lean and depend on you and ride with what you have laid out before the beginning of time so that we might have a day that's totally controlled by you. We come thanking you, God, for saving us. We thank you for the seat that you have reserved for each of us in heaven. We thank you, God, for forgiving us for all of our many sins. We ask that you forgive us for all the things we committed since talking with you yesterday. We are grateful for the spirit of forgiveness. We are grateful that you are a God who will give us second, third, fourth, and fifth chances just for the asking. And we thank you because you are a God who throws our sins and our shortcomings into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We thank you for that. We thank you, God, for our homes, for our livelihood, for our transportation, and for the loved ones and the support system that you have surrounded each of us with. We turn our attention to the prayer list. We pray for Patrick and everyone who is looking for a job today. We pray, God, for you to make jobs plentiful. We pray for you to make benefits generous. And we pray for you to have salaries be sufficient to more than cover the financial responsibilities of Patrick and all of those who need a hand up today. We pray, God, for Nina. We ask that her pain be relieved, and we ask for you to make her whole. We pray, God, that you hold Ronnie close as the medical team works to make him well, and as God does his perfect work in Ronnie's life, we pray that you give his family peace, knowing that you are handling that situation. We pray for Amy's mom's brain to stabilize and for a miracle healing from Alzheimer's. We pray for Ricky's next surgery to permanently fix his condition. And we pray for Kathy M. and all of those who are waiting for medical test results to be revealed. We pray they all get favorable news. We pray that if any conditions are found, that they will be properly diagnosed, that they will be properly addressed, and that your people will be healed so that they can walk in the newness of life. We pray, God, for miracles, for signs, and for wonders as you nurture all those who are not feeling their best this morning back to good health, for the family of Mrs. Carolyn Grayson, and for all of those, God, who are bereaved today. We pray for your caring hand to cover them. We pray for your love to keep them. And we pray for them to walk, God, in your grace as you move them forward in these weeks and months ahead. For those in our circle who need to live a more focused life, we pray, God, that you permeate our environments with your peace. We pray that you turn peace and turn confusion into peace. We pray that you will settle spirits, that you will clear minds, and that you will grant direction that they need. For Robin and all of those who need strength and guidance this morning, empower them with your faith and cover them with your loving kindness as you lead them throughout the day. For those who are desiring to increase their income today, for those who have more months than they have money, for those, God, who come up short, although they are tithing and trying to do the best that they can, we pray that you continue to supply their needs. We pray that there be no struggle in meeting their financial obligations, and we pray that there be no lack in their day-to-day needs. For those who are hosting celebrations today, for those who are attending celebrations today, Father, we pray safe travels. We pray for peace during gatherings. We pray for resources to be made available to host events. And we pray for relaxation and for good memories to be made for everybody under the sound of my voice this morning. Father, I pray that you give each of us the assurance of your presence. Help us all know, God, that you're in control of any and everything that might concern us. Help us, God, to walk through those things that seem to be difficult for us and build us up in those areas, Father, where we have situations that seem to want to take us out. Keep the enemy at bay. Hold him, God, so that he will not overtake us. And we pray that your grace and your mercy will continue to follow us everywhere that we go throughout this day.
I pray, God, that you will continue to give us clarity of thought, continue to allow us to walk the straight and narrow path, and continue to allow us to be good examples for those around us. Bless our children, bless our grandchildren, bless those who are not living according to your will, and we pray that you will continue to give them time to get themselves together, and we thank you in advance for that. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, what cause has Jesus given you to rejoice? Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Well done.